My name is Sinaran. I'm from Cambodia, a youth representative of Cambodian Farmer Federation Associations of Agricultural Producers.
Do you know what is the most used media in your organization?
Well, nowadays the organization they promote Zoom in order to provide training by visual, because we faced with a COVID-19 pandemic, and we changed the approach for training.
Do you then have a sense of what is the most common media used in your country or region? It could be radio, TV, social media, Cambodia as a whole.
Definitely, most of the young people, they use Facebook, TikTok, especially Facebook, because it's kind of our, like, part of our life. The youth, they get information quickly from Facebook, even study, the study informations or all the information, everything, Facebook.
Apart from Facebook, do you know if there is any other communication channel in your country, region that they use? Any other thing, maybe Instagram, WhatsApp, do you still have village meetings, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Facebook, it's a kind of social media that many stakeholders, that they get at the platform in order to provide information to the youth. To the youth, or they promote their products. So Facebook, they use in many ways.
Can you tell us a bit more of what your organization does?
Yes, CFAP Cambodia is the organization that we represent to the farmer voice. We work with the farmers. We provide awareness on a technical market linkage. Especially advocacy activity.
What's the most innovative communication elements that you use that might impact your organization positively? Do you have any innovative means to communicate with the farmers, communicate with each other, things like that? That's not very traditional, unique.
Nowadays, Zoom, it's most popular. But one more thing, that the challenge for us is most cow farmers that they live in the rural area. We can assume that maybe a 30 persons, some of them could join the Zoom with agricultural cooperative. Agricultural cooperative is the members of CFAP. So when we do training, they come together, and join the Zoom meeting. But if they do as individual, maybe could not access it.
How do you prepare for natural hazards in your organization?
Nowadays, the farmer, they didn't or haven't prepared for the natural hazard. Due to the climate change, it's uncertainty. For example, these years, we faced with heat wave and pest infections and cause the disease. One example that I noticed while I go to the field, one farmer in Pailan province, he cultivate long bean. Long bean, they grow as in a good way. They have leaf, stem higher, but it didn't produce the fruit. No fruit at the time. Maybe during from March to May, to the early of May. It's really hot, over 30 degrees Celsius. And the governments, they also provide information that people face we will face the disaster. It's called El Niño. Yeah, it like heat wave, but no one experienced. I mean the smallholder farmers, they're not educated to it. They don't know, maybe they don't understand what is El Niño mean to them. So they face the problems, big problem, lost the property.
So you are saying basically that the preparation is a bit poor at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you have an early warning system in place? Early warning, meaning?
Yeah, properly in our organization, we normally have regular meeting. So we provide information to farmers, but all of them could adapt, you know, because climate change or climate smart agriculture, it's hard to adapt because we have to invest with them. And small scale farmers, they have like, it's no choice for them. Yeah. So they have to go through with it. If it's coming, just coming and just recover again.